Welcome back to Coffee with.
That was perfect.
I was
waiting.
I didn't hear that. Okay, go ahead.
I get hot when it's time to start.
Okay. Like, welcome back to Coffee with the Counselors. We are here today, but sadly, we don't have any coffee. So maybe we should call it Welcome to Coca-Cola with the Counselors.
Yes.
There you go.
Because I do have Coca-Cola in my coffee mug. But I wanted to bring the coffee mug because a sweet little kiddo, little Bentley Powell, gave this to me. But y'all are going to laugh. It was when I turned 50 back in March.
Oh.
But I saw it today when I was trying to prepare and get a coffee cup. And I was like, oh, Bentley's cup. So thank you, Bentley Powell. Cutie.
That's very sweet.
But it does have some Coca-Cola in there, which is great in the afternoons when you need a little boost.
Yes. Agreed.
And I forgot mine, so.
Mine's just a standard run-of-the-mill cafeteria cup. Thank you, cafeteria staff, because I really needed this today. We are talking about self-confidence and self-esteem today and how we can encourage our kiddos to feel good about themselves and how to address struggles when they aren't feeling so confident.
So one of the first things we wanted to talk about was just setting a culture of confidence, like in your home and at school, in your classroom, if you're a teacher listening. Mm-hmm. What can you do to go ahead and set that culture where confidence is kind of the standard, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think giving children opportunities to learn and try new things, and I think that happens almost daily in our classrooms, but if we think about at home, getting them to try new things, new experiments, new activities outside, a new game to play with your family.
Yes, we've been playing Life this week.
Yes.
Very fun.
And so encouraging, giving opportunities to try new things, because we all learn from new things, and it could instill a new character in your kiddo.
Well, and some people might think that's counterintuitive to, like, try new things to build confidence, because if they fail, then would that not, like, make them feel discouraged, right, or whatever. Right. But I think when you make mistakes, that's how you learn. So if you do have them try new things, and there is like a little period of, we didn't get it right the first time, but I'm going to try again, or I'm going to come at it from a different way, then when they are successful, that's where that confidence comes mm-hmm. from, because, hey, I might not have been able to do it the first time, but look at me. Mm-hmm. I worked through it on my own, and I was able to be successful.
It kind of reminds me sometimes of the stories and lessons we do about the power of yet.
Right.
You can't do it yet.
Yes, yes.
But that word yet signifies that it's there. It's coming.
It's coming. Yeah. I'm going to keep trying.
Yeah.
Yes. I like that.
And as long as you're there to support your kiddos and encourage them along the way, and you can even remind them of things that they couldn't do before and now they can, then that can give them that boost to persevere and keep trying.
Go ahead. Sorry. I was going to say another way that you can set up a culture of confidence within your house is to think about some responsibilities, even chores that you could give your children that you know they could be successful at. So that's mm-hmm. just another way that you can give them that praise that kind of builds up that self-confidence, whether it be take care of the family pet or clean up their room, or it may be, I know one of the things I asked my youngest to do was to change the clothes from the wash machine to the dryer. Mm-hmm. You know, just little things, little responsibilities that they can be in charge of to make them feel like, hey, I have responsibility and I can do it.
And when you do that, it needs to be something that you're going to be okay with if it's not done to your high standards.
To your specifications.
For example, making the bed. So my husband likes it nice and crisply made, and my children never could get it that way. So that might not be the right thing to give them to make the beds. Maybe they need to do a different chore or task.
Well, and I was looking online, and FocusOnTheFamily.com and Child Development Institute, they have age-appropriate chores list for kids
cool.
starting from, like, age 3 all the way up to your teenagers.
Yeah.
So that's a good starting place.
What about, does that have, like, a little spot for your husband's? Like,
oh,
what's,
man.
What's their chore?
You know, maybe that's a different
I'm just
website.
Kidding. My husband has his chores.
Back to setting the culture. Sorry. Another thing, it's okay, I'm with you. Another thing would be to avoid comparing your children.
Ooh, yes.
Whether it's to peers or whether it's to their siblings, and comparing their achievements and accomplishments, because we all know as adults that we succeed at different things. If you looked at the three of us, we have succeeded in different areas of our lives, and we try not to compare those things, and we try to use each other as a resource. But when we think about our children, I've heard lots of parents say, well, his older sister was great at this. I don't know why he's not. Well, it's because he's not the older sister. He's himself, and he needs to learn in his own way and in his own time. And so I think that's a very important aspect to have as well.
I agree. And I think it's always important to model self-esteem yourself, you know, say positive things about yourself and let your kids see you having that positive attitude rather than saying negative things about yourself.
Yeah.
That's
a tough one. Because I think we're our own worst critic, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But we do have little eyes and little ears watching us at all times. Mm-hmm. And that if we can nitpick ourselves or something that we're doing, then that kind of gives them the go-ahead to do that. And I know it's hard to give yourself, like, your own pep talk, right?
Right, but, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go, Tanya.
But even though it might sound silly to you while you're saying it, just being able to model that for your youngsters, I think that's always.
And that's something for all adults to remember. You know, even us, like, I know we have days where we get down and we're discouraged with what we do sometimes, and teachers are the same way. So I think that's something we all need to remember, not just parents.
Yes, I agree. So what happens when your kids aren't successful, or there's some kind of struggles or failures? What can we do to kind of foster a sense of self-esteem, confidence boosting when everything's not quite going the way they think it should go?
We need to let them struggle a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do. We need to let them try to work it out on their own. And of course, we can be there, we can support them, we can give them encouraging words, we might even can offer some suggestions if they ask, but we do need to let them figure it out on their own as much as possible.
One of the tricks I try to use, like in school, when I'm working with like a kid individually or like a small group or whatever, and they're upset or they're frustrated or they're coming to vent or, you know, coming to talk, I'll ask them, like, do you just need to work it out, like, out loud? Do you want to talk it through, or do you need some help with some solutions? You know, do you want me to be part of your solution, or do you just need me to kind of like bounce an idea off of? And I think taking that into your home with your children, you know, sometimes when they are failing, we do want to just be like, oh, just let me do it. I mean, you know, because I don't have time to, you know, let you work through it or whatever. But I know when my son, I say little boy, he's in fifth grade, but when he comes home with like a worksheet or a problem and it's graded, and maybe he didn't make the grade he thought he should make, or you know, what he's typically making, I'll look at it and I'll say, okay, bud, so you missed 1, 2, and 3, but did you miss it because you didn't understand the problem? Or do you know how to do it? And maybe you just, you know, weren't quite as careful, you know, whatever. No, I know how to do it. So I think you could even apply that too, as, you know, like, hey, I'm trying to do something new, building the self-confidence and this new thing, but I'm not able to do it. So like, hey, let's sit back and talk about it. What are some different options we could do? What are some solutions? Or do you just want to bounce off different ideas with me? But kind of let them drive that conversation, to let them have ownership of what they're doing.
I think being a good listener, like, even as adults, that we need to still continue to work on that. And just like Robin said, listening and or asking if they want to be, you know, do you need help coming up with a solution? But sometimes we get so caught up in trying to fix things and trying to make it better for our kids that we don't sometimes listen and we miss the problem. So I think just practicing those listening skills, because that too will help them grow and be more confident and have more self-esteem.
I agree. And when you are there for them, talking with them and being supportive, you know, definitely praise their efforts. Our praise doesn't always have to be at the end when they make the good grade or when they solve the problem, but our praise can be in the middle and along the way, acknowledging the fact that they are trying hard when they want to give up, or acknowledging the fact that they are remaining consistent and trying new strategies instead of giving up after just one.
I think that applies to outside of like academics and that too. Like even on the sports fields, like we are so focused so many mm-hmm. times on the outcome that we don't necessarily give them the praise for how much improvement they've made or the progress they've made from the beginning of the season to the middle to the end, because we're looking at that wins and losses column.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I think praise is important for effort. I grew up in a house where it was like, you got to win all the time. And and I can remember many times saying, I'm not riding home with daddy, I'm riding home with mama.
Yeah.
And so because I had played well, but maybe I didn't hit what I needed to hit or whatever. And so sometimes I just needed somebody to say, hey, good job out there today. It doesn't matter that you didn't hit every time you got up to bat, but you made a good defensive play today. You know, it's not always about the offense part, and it's not always about the final outcome either.
Yeah, when we're meeting as like a leadership team and looking at data points and stuff like that, we talk about how progress is progress. And yes. So we have to celebrate the small victories with the big victories mm-hmm. as well.
Absolutely.
So building that confidence and giving them praise for the things that they have done. So like MAP testing is coming up. Mm-hmm. So maybe your child doesn't get at MET for the winter time or whatever, but when you're comparing their score from the fall to the winter mm-hmm. and they've come up 10 points, well, they might not still be where you wanted them to be, but hey, we need to praise the effort for mm-hmm. what they have done, you know, mm-hmm. from that short amount of time. So,
and if you have kids who have some focusing issues too, like even with those tests that we can tell how long they take. And so it could be that we're praising the amount of time they took on a test mm-hmm. because in the beginning they took the test in 30 minutes and this time they spent 50 minutes on it. And so that shows growth and stamina. And so even praising that part of it is beneficial to a kid's confidence.
Yes, right. I agree.
So in addition to setting that culture of confidence and helping them through their struggles, what are some applicable things that we can say, do this, try to do this every day, or maybe don't do this every day?
I love positive affirmations. I am hooked right now with my little kids on the affirmation songs by a certain individual that used to sing some rap music. And so Snoop Dogg has got some really wonderful affirmation songs that our kiddos have been learning with me.
That are age appropriate.
That are age appropriate. Yes, yes, they are.
Developmentally appropriate.
Yes. And it talks about believing in yourself and knowing that you can do things and being confident and, you know, having a good time and being happy. And I love it. But starting each day with a positive affirmation is something that I think could benefit not just your kiddo, but
yourself,
your whole family. And maybe it's something you pull out every morning on the way to school and you as a family read it while you're going down the road. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, hey, our positive affirmation for today is. And I think that's something good to do on the way to school every morning.
And if you have a kiddo that's artistically minded, I have this fun little affirmation coloring book that I think I got from Amazon. This one's for girls, but Dollar Tree always mm-hmm. has really good coloring books, and I've seen some there that have affirmations or positive mm-hmm. statements.
And there's some sites you can Google it, just positive affirmation coloring pages. Mm-hmm. If you have access to a printer, those are good. Another thing that I think that you could build into your daily practice is talking every day, like, what are you thankful for? So not mm-hmm. only giving that positive affirmation of like, but maybe at the end of the day, like, what's mm-hmm. one thing good that thing. You were good thing that happened to you today? Mm-hmm. And they're probably going to say recess or something like that.
Or lunch.
But let them elaborate, you know, well, why was lunch good? Oh, uh-huh. well, so-and-so brought a Twinkie and they gave me, you know, half mm-hmm. of their Twinkie, or, you know, mm-hmm. oh, well, you know, that was a friend, you know, nice friend thing to do. So just bringing up that, you know, what's one thing that went great for you today, or what?
So even changing that, how was school today mm-hmm. talk when they first get in the car is, what was one good thing that happened today?
Mm-hmm. Or what were you most proud of today for your older kiddos? I know that mm-hmm. might be a little hard for the younger kids to be like, proud? What do you mean proud? Mm-hmm. But especially for your older kids, like, what's one thing you did today that made you proud? Or what's one thing mm-hmm. that happened today that you were proud of?
And it may be that there's some days that they don't have anything to share with that.
Well, I was proud I got out of bed and and didn't fall asleep in class, or I was proud I got out of bed and I didn't snap at a friend today, or you know, yeah.
So there's always something to be here today.
Yes.
And in the spirit of Thanksgiving, another way that you can encourage your kids and build self-confidence is to find ways to tell them why you are thankful for them. Mm-hmm. And November is the perfect month to start something new, to start a new routine, yes. But just to tell them something that you're thankful for specifically about them. You could choose something that you are thankful for that day in general, and you can make it part of bedtime routine or mm-hmm. part of that car ride mm-hmm. or even the dinner table. Just getting in the habit of being thankful for something or someone.
So building on that, that's our topic this month at IVA. So our IVA parents, your kiddos should be like well versed in this, but we're talking about gratitude and your gratitude jar. Gratitude is your superpower. That's a great little story. Okay. So we've been talking about how you can be grateful for things mm-hmm. and not just people. Mm-hmm. And we've been like, you know, looking around us what we could be thankful for. So at the end, they do this little craft and they have a gratitude jar and they put the things that they're grateful for on the thing. So I thought it has been really neat because as they line up, I ask them to pick one thing from their jar that they want to share mm-hmm. with me to let me know what they're grateful for. And I've been walking around, you know, helping them and watching. So I really see, you know, for the most part what they put. But I really think that it's been neat to see when they have their mom and their dad and you know the typical ones that they're always grateful for, but I've had a couple kiddos say they're grateful for Mr. Powell, or a mm-hmm. couple kids say they're grateful for like our custodial staff, or mm-hmm. they're, you know, just people that you would think to in our eyes, like, do they even notice to like really praise them or say mm-hmm. that? And when you say, oh, well, what makes you grateful for them? And then they can tell you why. Uh-huh. I just think that is so cool. So mm-hmm. our IVA kiddos, they're learning this month what gratitude is, what it means, mm-hmm. and how you can be grateful for other things outside your family.
Right.
So that builds on that too. Like, what mm-hmm. are you thankful for today? Or what are you mm-hmm. grateful for today? Or what's your piece of gratitude today?
Right. So. I love that.
Yes.
So exciting. Well, thank you for joining us.
Books. You know, it's my favorite. So, yes. And I brought The Good Egg, and that was the wrong book, but it's a great book, but it's not about self-confidence. I meant to bring The Smart Cookie, but I brought The Good Egg. But anyway, Stand Tall Molly Lou Mellon. She is my favorite.
She
is so stinking cute. And Speak Up Molly Lou Mellon. They're both great read alouds that foster self-confidence and self-esteem and little girls and boys too. But it's a great read about being you and being proud of you and standing up for yourself. And then Say Something is also a great one by Peter Reynolds. Mm-hmm. Just for your light reading pleasure.
Yes. All right. So that's Coffee with the Counselors. We look forward to seeing you guys again. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to your school counselor. Thanks and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our Coffee with the Counselors podcast produced by Anderson School District 3. If you have questions for our counselors or suggestions for future topics, visit acsd3.org to contact our counselors directly.